All right, welcome back to Binge Worthy, where we break down TV shows one episode at a time. Today we're talking about Stranger Things Chapter 4. And man, this was an epic episode that just brought us even more into this complex storyline that's just building. And I think it's really just taking off now. Evan, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Episode 4 is where it really started to kick things off.
Oh yeah, sorry guys. This is Evan, our little brother, me and Jack's little brother. He's in high school, so we do have a minor on the show.
What's up, guys?
There'll be no smoking, no drinking tonight.
Yep.
It's just a joke. Anyways, so let's just go right in here. Actually, let's ask a little bit about you. Let's find out what Evan's all about. So, what's your favorite thing to do, Evan, besides ranting about Stranger Things?
I like playing basketball.
You like playing basketball?
Yeah.
What did you think of Leonard coming to the Clippers?
I think it was a part of his great plan.
His great plan?
Yeah.
His plan to dominate the league?
Yeah, with Paul George.
Oof, it's going to be clutch. Anyways, it'd be cool if Evan had a sports podcast one day.
With Matt.
We'll see. Anyways, we are not here to talk about sports. We're here to talk about Stranger Things. And let's kick it off with the very first scene of this episode, which is
when we see the monster.
Oh, man.
With Heather's parents, the lifeguard.
Dude, okay. In that moment, I was just, it hit me like this is the mind flare in the flesh. Literally. It's crazy. All the popped rats come together. That was just a cool part. I don't know.
Intense.
It was intense.
It's when I first like actually felt like terrified of the monster.
Really?
Like, because the shadow monster never really had a form.
That's true.
And we didn't see it until episode 4.
That's true. I agree. And then our next scene is Robin getting the blueprints of the mall, where she finds the air vent where they go through so that she can unlock the door. But I thought I kind of had a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because in this episode, you find out that there is this third party, which we know are the Russians, that have all these properties. They bought all these properties from the mayor. And StarCorp is one of those properties that they've built. Yeah. And if they have like this secret and the mayor tells Hopper, you don't want to have any part of this. So something scary is going on. Why are the blueprints to this mall just at
the
town hall?
She can literally go to the town hall. Get it for $20. Or was it $15?
It wasn't even that expensive.
Comes back and just has the whole blueprint of StarCorp.
Robin is, she's good, but I think she's kind of a plot device, if I'm being honest, to kind of drive this plot. I'm not complaining. We still need to see a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the kids figure out that the mind flare is still in Hawkins.
Yes.
And then Eleven has her famous line, I thought I closed the gate.
Well, that's all with the help of Will when Will gets those chilly feelings.
Those chilly feelings, the goose eggs. And Hopper gets some juicy secrets from the mayor.
This is a very cool.
This was cool. He just went off. I feel like they have some sort of history. Like me and you, Evan.
Maybe,
They got some sort of beef, I think.
Interesting.
Because they were like, the mayor was like, well, I could tell everyone about those pills you popped.
Don't cut off my finger, though.
That was a cool scene. And kind of gross.
Very disturbing.
I was on the edge of my seat. Anyways, they find out a third party is buying these properties like we discussed.
Yes.
But they're for disclosed purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So Joyce and Hopper are going around trying to find them. So we still don't know. We have a hunch that it's the Russians, but we still don't know. Anyways.
Going back to Steve, Robin, and Dustin.
Yeah.
Steve and Dustin are trying to figure out how to get in the vent.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin's trying to push his way through.
That was very funny.
But Erica shows up just in time.
Save the day.
Yep.
Yeah. And we were talking about this with Jack, and we do think Erica is kind of fan service.
Yeah.
Because she was a really good part in season 2, and everyone loved her.
Mm-hmm.
You're a nerd.
Stuff I got like, code for you. It's called code shut your mouth.
And I think Duffer Brothers really saw that and kind of gave more of her to us as they did to the same as Steve. But one thing I think is interesting I think the Starcourt being built on top of the lab is kind of cliche.
Yeah.
Because we'll talk about this later, one of the last scenes. I thought it was kind of, I think it's kind of cliche. It's a little predictable, I think.
Yeah. A little too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just trying to advance the plot just a little more.
Yeah. Then Nancy has a beautiful moment with her mom, Mrs. Wheeler.
Yes. Which,
when we were watching it, you were like, oh gosh, here we go. This is going to be boring. Time to go to bed. And I was like, what? This could be really cool. And it turned out to be a really emotional moment where you really see discrimination in the workplace and her mom can
relate to her. It's crazy.
In that way, yeah. It is crazy, Evan.
Yeah.
And then we find out Eleven's still salty with Mike.
No surprise.
No surprise. Mm-mm. What do you think about that drama? You're in high school. So give us some insight on this relationship, where you think it's going to go, if it has any future at all.
I think it's a cool side plot, just to take all the seriousness away.
Right.
To give you some human aspect to all this crazy nonsense going on.
Yeah, all the crazy upside down spiritual type of crap that's going on. Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. So do you think they're going to end up together?
I think they'll get back
together. If they stay alive, we'll see.
Hey, no spoilers.
We haven't seen any episodes after this, so this is just speculation for us.
It is.
Although I did see a spoiler.
No predictions.
No predictions.
Let's keep going down that list, like Steven, Dustin, and the gang, as they're going down that elevator.
Hey, nice, Evan. That was clever. And I do think that that scene where Erica climbs through all the... She climbs through the air vent.
The vents.
I think that was a little plot force.
Yeah.
Like, she's just a kid, and here she is on this Russian spy mission. But I also think it's funny in the beginning scene when Dustin's spying on them, the armed guards, when they're getting their shipments. And there's a guy that can clearly see him because he's like 4 feet up.
Yeah.
And you can see him. But
and it's broad daylight, too.
Broad daylight.
I don't know.
Come on, Duffer Brothers. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's okay. It's not enough to...
But
for a squabble.
Is it just me or does Erica have like really the only common sense of Steve and Dustin and Robin where they just want to keep exploring into this mystery where Erica's like, this is child endangerment. We shouldn't be doing this.
Right. She's making it like a joke, but I think she's saying it in a way where you can relate with her and you're like, this is kind of sketchy. Yeah. I don't know if you should be doing this. But she's kind of messing around. That's an interesting concept. And then at the end of that scene, they all go down the elevator after they see kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
Was it kryptonite? I don't know. They go down the elevator and it is a wild ride to where we don't know yet because the episode ends.
Dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun. Most likely the Russian drill facility.
But it switches to the most intense scene of the season.
Yes,
so far.
I can't wait to talk about this. This was an epic scene. So basically, you want to describe what's going on? This little side plot.
Yeah. So we got Billy, who just got off of work. He's coming back into the locker room, but then he hears Mike's voice saying, Billy.
Which is kind of creepy if I'm
really
being
creepy.
Honest.
Then he hears a laugh, but then he chases him down to the sauna where he sees the dummy, but then the kids lock him in there. And that's where things start to really pick
kids
up.
Kids lock him in there because they're trying to sauna test him to see if he has the mind flare inside of him. So as they're testing him, you see him getting kind of upset, but then you also see Nancy's side of the story with O'Driscoll.
Yeah.
And she's suffering too. So
O'Driscoll.
She's a dang O'Driscoll. So you definitely know the mind flayers in Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting scene.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of emotional between him and Max.
Yeah, you definitely see a lot of conflict between Max.
Yeah.
Saying, this is my brother. He's taken care of me.
Yeah.
But yet he's been a total jerk to me.
Right. I think that's kind of where you see her shine the most in this season so far.
Yeah.
She didn't really say much. It was just through her eyes. I think she has one quote where it's like, it's going to be okay, Billy.
Yeah. That kind of like makes it, brings you back down to earth where it's like, these people, they're still people.
They're just kids.
They're just kids.
Yeah. And then that emotional moment is ruined when Billy smashes the glass because the mind flare takes over because Will kind of has a feeling. He has the chilly willies.
But then 11 goes off.
Well, first, before that, Billy somehow summons Super Strain.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
true.
And opens the door, bending the metal bar, which is pretty intense. It kind of felt like Unbreakable. You still need to see that movie. Really good movie.
Yep.
With Bruce Willis. But it kind of gave me that vibe. And then he breaks out, and then 11 verse
Billy
was pretty epic. And the music was amazing.
Insane.
It was a good scene. Throws him through the window or through the wall.
But that's only before Mike saves 11 when she's getting choked.
Oh, true. That was pretty sad. I was like, are they going to kill her?
Too early.
Too early. And they already killed her. Do you think 11's going to die?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think she will.
Because they killed her off in season 2. Killed her off with quotation marks because she didn't die. But you think that she did?
It'd be too...
So I don't think they would. It'd be too cliche. Yeah. It'd be too redundant. There is a season 4 because there is an end scene.
I don't know why everyone is thinking that this is the finale.
One thing I do want to say, though, is with Billy, I think he's totally stealing the show in this season.
He is a great actor.
Like, he's had a lot of the screen time in these episodes, and I think he's rocking it.
It's pretty natural, honestly. Like, we need to see more of the villain, and Billy is, like, a really creepy but very relatable human. Yeah.
And I did hear that, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve was supposed to be like Billy. He was supposed to be the main antagonist, but they saw that people got attached to him towards the end of season 1, so they kind of turned him into this protagonist and anti-hero in season 2, and then they introduced Billy to be this main villain.
Yeah.
And then now he's the main villain in season 3. One thing I thought was interesting is how in Stranger Things, you see conflicts and you watch things unfold through your protagonist's eyes. Yeah. Like one good example in this season is the Russian base and the Russian spy base. You don't really see any more than you saw in the first scene, but you start figuring out what it is through the eyes of Devin and Steve's gang. So I'm sure we'll just figure out. Did I say Devin?
Dustin. He meant Dustin, everyone.
Through Dustin and Steve's gang.
No, you meant Devin.
I meant Devin.
It's Devin's gang. Iceman.
Also, I do think that the Steve and Dustin storyline is total fan service.
I love it, though.
I love it.
It's just so great.
They're my favorite. One thing also, we've seen a lot of flashbacks this season.
We have. I think it's good, but bad at the same time.
Yeah. Why bad?
I don't know. They shouldn't be reminiscing in the past as much as they should with the future and present right now.
Yeah.
Because Stranger Things is still pretty much an early show. And I think Netflix wants to build off of what they have.
Right.
Building their base with season 1 was really good, but I think they should keep moving forward.
Yeah. Although you could argue that to move forward, you have to remember the past. Let the past die. Kill it if you have to. So many things. One thing I do think is very interesting that I was reading about today is Netflix giving away the rights to Stranger Things to something else. Maybe HBO.
Oh.
It'd be really cool. Because a lot of Netflix series don't usually go longer than 3 seasons or even 2. Just because of the budget or any other constraints. But I think it could be really cool if they give the rights over to some other franchise.
When I say Netflix original, what's the first show that you think of?
Stranger Things.
It's so iconic.
And it's become so iconic. I don't think they're ready to give up. Do you want to just quickly give us the rundown of the teams and the different storylines going on right now?
Okay, so first we got Joyce and Hopper, who have been chasing down the mayor. And they quickly, with the help of Hopper... quickly beat up the mayor.
Quickly.
Quickly. Very quickly.
You're not even joking. It was quick. I was looking away for a second. I was like, wait, did he just punch him in the nose? My nose!
My nose! But then the mayor takes the team to his house. He opens the vault, gives them papers, and They get a list of all the properties that the Russians, quote, Russians.
Because we don't know yet.
Are trying to acquire.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Dustin, Steve, and Robin. But Erica tags along. And that is where we are left off with the elevator scene.
Yep.
Then the kids trap Billy in the sauna test. The kids successfully trap him, but things go south. Yep. Billy escapes, but they now know that he is possessed.
Yep.
But they still don't know that there's other spies out on the field, which is a very important part.
Oh, yeah. We should mention that. So at the end, well, the only other teams we have is Nancy and Jonathan. So the other thing is that we see the Mind Flayers army at the end with the song playing yes. behind. I'll see you again. Don't know when. Don't know where. Love that.
It's very creepy, old fashioned.
I love how Stranger Things does that, though. Like, they take really famous songs
mm-hmm.
and then put them, like, just shove them in their show.
Yeah.
To kind of express a feeling that you should be feeling.
Yeah.
Like, that song starts playing when Billy's running away from 11. And it's like, I'll see you again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to move on to the award ceremony.
All
Evan,
right.
You want to kick us off with the MVP of the episode?
All right. MVP, most valuable player, goes to Erica. She was able to fit through those vents and open that elevator.
That was pretty clutch.
That was clutch.
It was a clutch move.
But she did get ice cream for life.
For life. I thought in that moment when she was like, I want ice cream for life. I thought she was going to say forever, and kind of like a Sandlot callback, if you've ever seen that movie.
I'm sure you have if you're listening.
Hopefully they have, Evan. But what were our runner-up MVPs?
Runner-up was Hopper because he definitely did beat the living crap out of that mare.
He got Shabeep done this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was nothing holding back. I think nothing. That Russian guy beating him up just snapped something in.
Hopper was done. He was done holding back.
Like, he knew something was up, and he's getting answers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He got it quick.
And then 11 would also be another runner-up just because of, man, she was a savage in this episode. Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to our favorite moment.
Ooh, good transition.
The apex of the episode.
Which is?
11 versus Billy.
Epic. I think 50% of this is just because of the soundtrack that was playing behind it.
So
intense. Epic. And I'm just excited to see some more of this because I know we're going to get it.
I guess we should say 11 versus Mind Flayer.
True.
Because Billy would never be able to take 11.
True.
Not in a million years.
He does work out a lot, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You're working out tomorrow morning.
I know. But you can't beat a weird, creepy girl.
A weird, creepy girl with telepathic abilities. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Some pop culture Easter eggs in this was...
that DC is canon in the Stranger Things universe.
Yes! Woo! I love that scene. When Max starts reading the Wonder Woman comic to mm-hmm. 11, showing her some girl power, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, girl power.
Anyways, one callback that we did have was the very, very beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
With Heather's intro. Parents, you see the actual Mind Flayer in the flesh with the rats, and then you see it laying something in her dad's face, which is easily a callback to face huggers in Alien.
Very correct.
The Alien franchise. And when that happened, I was just like, face hugger, face hugger, face hugger.
Yeah, he was actually yelling it.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was a good episode, Evan. I'm so glad you were able to be on this.
Thank
finally.
You
had some great thoughts. Any last minute thoughts?
What's going to happen with O'Driscoll?
Dude, that is such a big cliffhanger. Is she going to be okay?
Bro, she's my favorite character. What's going to happen to Steve, Dustin, Robin, and Erica?
Will Joyce and Hopper ever catch up to the spy trail that they're leaving behind?
Or will the kids ever find Billy?
Stay tuned. All right, Evan, we're so happy you were able to be on with us. Stay tuned for our next episode, which will be talking about the fifth chapter of Stranger Things 3 with Evan returning and Matt Butler coming back on. And,
Maddie B. Raps.
Stay tuned.
Uncle Remus!
Next on Bingeworthy. Rib, and it's so sad because we love that car.
It's pretty iconic.
All of our favorite scenes.
Yeah,
that's an iconic car right there.
Man, it's right there when he's digging the hole. It held
the equivalent to Vision getting the Soul Stone ripped out of his forehead.
It's like a part of Hopper that was just stripped away. That was a good comparison.
It was Terminator ripping away the Soul Stone out of Hopper's head.